Go ahead.
Okay, I will call the meeting to order, March 1st, 2022, 6 p.m. I'll ask that we get my agenda out here. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
justice with for all.
Liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And our roll call, please.
Yes. Mr. Carlone? Mr.
Present.
Carlone?
Present.
Mr. Roche?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Ms. Mancini Wright? Sorazetti? Excused. Thank you. Sorazetti? Tell? Bertoso?
Present.
DePolis?
Present.
And Mr. Santos?
Present.
You have six members. You're missing one.
Okay, will anyone from the public like to speak? Anyone from the public care to speak?
Yes, Louise Pitney, 13 Howard Avenue, Derby, Registrar of Voters. My question is, are we going to be allowed to comment on our budget once the budget presentation is given by the mayor?
Yes, there will be discussion questions after the presentation.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else from the public would like to speak? Okay, moving to agenda item number five. Mr. Mayor, I believe you're out there with us.
Yes, I am, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll turn it over to you for presentation.
Excellent. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for taking time to serve on the Board of Taxation, Apportionment and Taxation. Your service is greatly appreciated. I'm going to quickly provide you with a high-level executive summary of my budget and then take questions on my presentation. I realize this is your first time seeing the numbers, so at your pleasure, after you've had a chance to digest the numbers, we'd be happy to come back to answer any questions or provide any answers on a one-on-one via email. This year, we eliminated the ancient paper process common to budget preparation in the city of Derby in favor of a more modernized electronic process. My chief of staff created an Excel spreadsheet for each department that provided previous year's data, which was protected from entry. And the column for the department head was entered to enter their line item amount for the fiscal year 22-23. Most department heads handled the upgrade well. Some needed handholding, and Walt even sat with some to enter their data for them. Those files, when returned, were then uploaded to our financial software. I also sent out letters instructing department heads to submit their budget requests using 2.5% growth as a cap based on our grand list's growth. Even with a 2.5 cap in place, some department budgets had to be cut below the level to arrive at the budget we will be presenting before you tonight. First and foremost, I am happy to inform you that my budget keeps the mill rate at 38.6 while moving the city forward in many areas. My budget includes full staffing of the police and the public works department. Both have operated shorthanded at times in the current fiscal year. The police department is seeing officers retire, hiring their replacement is in my budget. While it is not a large increase being asked for, I'm recommending that the Board of Education budget be increased, which has not happened in the last three budget cycles. The Board of Education is getting additional Alliance grant money this year, which will raise their overall budget. I'm hopeful they will be able to institute programs that can improve our performance on standardized testing within our population. My budget includes the enactment of many recommendations of the Municipal Finance Accountability Commission. Those recommendations include upgrading our existing IT infrastructure and becoming completely cloud-based, implementing a new cloud-based financial software system that will also fulfill some of the recommendations from the auditor, and the hiring of a part-time grant writer who will also oversee the administration, including the over $3 million ARPA grant available to the city. Unfortunately, as a city, we are not dealing with the financial efforts of COVID. With the decrease in the availability for treatment because of filled hospital capacity and the restrictions placed on care at both hospitals and physicians levels, many people put off treatments of healthy conditions and necessary surgeries. With the easing of those factors and the lull in COVID that took place, people flocked to get the treatments and surgeries in record numbers. This has caused a huge spike in our healthcare premiums, which have increased more than 20% and approximately 1.2 million. After analyzing the claims and our past claim history, our healthcare insurance professionals were confident this represented a one-time spike in claims that led to the increase in the premiums. Based on their professional opinion, I've allocated money from our fund balance to address some of those increases, reducing the fund balance percentage of operating budget from 12.4% to a 10.48%, which is still above the 10%, a level that was positively viewed by Standard & Poor when they recently upgraded our bond rating. I'd be happy to entertain any questions on my presentation you might have. You have the budget in front of you. Once again, thank you for showing up tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So for the board, you know, we did send out the email about 3 o'clock today with the information that we did receive from Chief of Staff. I know it was a quick turnaround to our meeting. Hope you guys had a chance to at least peruse it. So we'll open it up for sort of discussion and questions.
Well, I know I myself, Jennifer, haven't had a chance to look at it because I got out of work early and came home and printed it. So I very, very scantly perused it right now while the mayor's talking.
Yep. No, absolutely. It's like I said, I mean, we'd be happy to come back after you digest all this. I mean, it's a lot of information. We had to have it in by the first. We had some number crunching going on, and I don't expect really a lot of dialogue here tonight. I mean, there's a lot of information here. I look forward to your input as a board.
Go ahead.
No, if I may ask, Roberto Santos, Mr. Mayor, when you had just said, when did you ask the department heads to submit their proposals due to the fact that the charter rules is that we're supposed to get this for our board and for you in the beginning of February, on or on the 1st, according to the charter?
By the 1st of March, yes, per the charter. And the charter presented to the board by the 1st.
If I was to look on the charter right now,
yep,
is actually saying right here, each board of the city government and each officer of the city under whose control money is expended on or before the first day of February in each year, submit to said board and the mayor an estimate of the amount of money required for such city board or such office for the next ensuing year. That's on page 13, section 27, powers and duties. So we can do our job accordingly. And this is such, short turnaround for us. And I know you said just now, yes, it's a lot of information to absorb. but it's detrimental for us to make decisions based on the information that wasn't given to us in due diligence.
Well, I think the due diligence was done on getting all the information, and that we still have 7 weeks for discussion in your workshops.
Okay, so just the charter just doesn't come into play?
No, I presented this budget by the first, which the charter says. It presented it to this board, according when to did you, council.
You said in your presentation just now that you talked to your department heads and they provided you the information.
Right.
When did you have this information on your desk?
It kept coming over within the last past month for department heads coming in.
Okay, and I'm just curious, you know, why didn't we as a board get the information like you received it?
Because you're getting it right now. I mean, previously we used to present it to the previous board and they would take department by department, by department, and put it in their spreadsheets and sit there overnight and go through the long meetings, even when I was on the tax board. We came up with an electronic process to streamline it for you. All the numbers are there. And that's how we did it.
Yeah, and Mr. Santos, you know, the subsequent sentence in that part that you cite in the charter, you know, and it does seem, you know, I kind of read that a couple times when you mentioned it on our last meeting. The mayor shall submit a proposed budget to the board on or before March 1st in each year. So that hurdle has been jumped here. And again, just to, you know, reiterate what the mayor said, you know, I do happy to hear he'll be willing to come back because there is a lot here for us to look at. And I'm sure we're going to want to peruse it, discuss it, and certainly going to come up with some questions knowing the nature of our board.
You're correct, Mr. Chairman. My point here to be taken on or before the first day of February, submitted to said board and the mayor. I'm just wondering why wasn't that done?
It's what it says in the charter. I mean, we can't pick and choose what we want out of it. So if we're going to follow it, we got to follow it all the way.
It was normally done, once again, paper-based. And we had it made electronically, so it would be electronic for you guys.
Can you send the budget request to us so that we can kind of see what they filled in?
It's in a spreadsheet.
So the answer to that would be no?
Are you there? Can you we have
I think the big question is are we going to be able to get a spreadsheet for each of the people asking for each of the departments asking for money? Is it going to be given to us before they come in front of us and ask us for the money, or is it going to be given to us like this the day that you're supposed to present it? And we have a couple hours to look it over. We should have enough time to look it over.
No, absolutely. It's 8 more weeks. This is, you know, I obligated the charter for May 1st. March 1st. I'll have Walter step in a little bit more if there's more information we can get out for you.
Typically, what's happened in the past is that all of this was done by paper, and it was given to the chairman of the tax board to organize, put together in electronic form so that the board could then process through it. This year, because of the involvement of the finance office with other matters, we had decided to create an electronic spreadsheet for every department, email it to them. They then filled it out and sent it back to us.
Well, can I interrupt you for a second? I'm sorry, Mr. Sure. Mayhew. Can if you're not speaking, can we have some mutes on the phone? There's a lot of background noise. It's very distracting. Sorry, Mr. Mayhew.
That's okay. So as an end result, the data that you have before you has the budget that was adopted last year. It has the department's request this year, and it has the mayor's recommended budget this year. You are no different as far as where you would be time-wise, except for we saved your chairman about 25 hours worth of work to coordinate all of the spreadsheets and get them involved. This has already been uploaded to the financial software so that when you make your determination of how you want to proceed, those changes that you want to make can simply be made into the software and we're up and running. You have about 8 weeks in your time frame in order to analyze the budgets. As I understand it, you still plan on calling at least the major departments to come in and testify, and then to offer the remaining departments an opportunity to do so. So you're well within your constraints of being able to do this, I hope, without really inconveniencing you at all. And we stand ready once you've had a few days to digest all the numbers, because there's quite a bit on those sheets. You know, feel free to email, or if you like, if you have a desire to have us come back and do a more detailed down in the weeds kind of thing, we'd be happy to do that.
Well, if we could get something by department.
It's their check.
This is like one, this fell out when I was printing it on the floor. The pages aren't numbered and I got to sit there and I got to put them together. Can't we get it if you want to send it in a spreadsheet by department instead of one great big huge lump sum, Walt?
I can give you an Excel spreadsheet that has all the departments in it. That's what's printed for you. So if anybody wants it in that format, we can certainly provide it.
Yes, I would like it a spreadsheet for each, or at least a page for each department.
Well, it's a comprehensive spreadsheet. It has every department on it with totals and so forth and so on.
Yeah, but I'm requesting that, you know, you do it that way so that
I can send you the 25 plus Excel spreadsheets if you'd like.
Yes, please.
Sure.
I think if you emailed them to all of us, they're all a matter of, you know, public record. I think it would be easier for us to follow.
I imagine some of you could handle CSV files and spreadsheets, and others maybe that would be more technical than what people want.
If you send it to me in a CSV, I'll get it to everybody in a spreadsheet. No problem.
Listen, I don't care. You can have all the data you want. But what I'm telling you is that the spreadsheet that was used to put this all together has been printed out in hard copy form for you. It's all
and
there
also in the by deposit. In the past, we were able to get a green bar, and we were able to get a copy of everyone's line items to see what they have spent in the past and what they're asking for this year and in the future. So we could put those against each other to see exactly how much they spent last year and stuff like that. It's a lot easier if we're looking at the past and the future.
You have in front of you the budget that was approved last year. You have the amount that was spent in the current budget for the first 6 months. And you have the department's request. And you have the mayor's allocation.
But we don't have line items. We don't have
line items, Chris.
We don't have the
line items. Why is it such a problem to give us what we're looking for? I'm sorry, Chris. I don't mean to interrupt you, but this seems to me like we're arguing over what we should be getting, what we asked for.
No.
We can't get a check register. We can't get the bank statements. We can't get anything that we asked for. And we're shooting blind here.
You're not shooting blind. You have all the information you need to move forward. If you want it in a different format, that's fine. But please don't speak to a lack of integrity here and not providing you the information.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, to have a little clarity on what we're requesting here, it's just in the beginning of section 27. As it said, shall have authority to require different city offices to furnish all the information which they may possess and to exhibit all books, contracts, reports, papers, and documents in their respective departments or in their possession requisite in opinion of said board to enable us to discharge the duties imposed it by the act, by this charter. And all we get in front of us right now is a spreadsheet. That's it.
That's it, all we received was the spreadsheets from the departments. If you want the individual spreadsheets, you can have them.
Yes, that we definitely want. But we also want the check registers and this bank statement. So
I have nothing
we can make intelligent decisions.
I think we've already had that discussion, Jen, and I told you that if the Corporation Council has says that that's something that you should be given, you will be given it. I'm waiting
for that's all a matter of public record. Anybody could march in there and sit down and go into the finance office and say, can I see it? It says right
like
here,
I said,
all books, contracts, and reports. Well, I don't understand.
Then refer to the Corporation Council.
This is such a problem.
If you want to talk over me, you can. I'll just bow out now then.
I just don't understand why this is such a problem. What,
you know, I don't think it's a problem. Listen, whatever information you want, we'll get it. You have your spreadsheet here. You have the budget. Whatever you want, Jen.
This is how the budget's been presented from the mayor last year and this year. There's no change. If you want it in a different format, and I have the format, you're more than willing to have it. But I don't like the insinuation that we're not providing you with the information you need because it's all
you're not. Because we also need, that's one piece of it, Walt. We also want the check registers. We
I have nothing
want the
to do with that. We're here to talk about the mayor's budget today.
If I may, please. So, Jen, you know, we did make that request. We put it on the record. We voted on it. We stated it on our agenda. We're waiting to hear back from, you know, mayor's office. He clearly said he's waiting to hear from council. For the relation to this meeting tonight, you know, and what we need in relation to what's in front of us to make sure that we have the appropriate things. I think it might be helpful real quick, since this is a new format from what I'm understanding. You know, Walt, if you wouldn't mind just looking at the expenditure form that we have in front of us. So mayor's office. And then I see there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 line items right down through petty cash. And then it has the mayor's total from the what the mayor's budget is, what the department request is. I'm assuming that's what the REQ stands for, what we did last year and what was adopted last year. Is that what we're looking at? Would you mind kind of just walking us through what we do have in front of us? And then we can, you know, make the request as Jen said and Mr. Santos for individual department spreadsheets. I think Mr. Carloni asked for the same thing, but can you just walk us through what we do have in front of us?
Sure, on your printout there where it says expenditure.
Excuse me. Mr. Mayhew, may I just interject? I'm sorry, this is Louise Pitney, and I'd like you to take a look at what you put in under my budget because I think there's an error.
There's no errors here, Louise.
Oh, okay. Well, then, according to this, you're giving me $4,600 for the elections. I think it's in the wrong line.
It may be. We can discuss that another time.
On the ROVAC line?
Mm-hmm.
So that there is an error.
What I'm saying is you can email us if you see something there that needs to be adjusted.
Well, so, I think there's an error there. It should be corrected.
Mr. Chairman, can you get some order here? I mean, I can't even have a word here without somebody interrupting me, and I'm trying to fulfill your request.
But we were told that we could ask questions.
Yes, I understand. I asked the question, and Walt was answering it. And then I certainly think, you know, we can go to your question next, please. So, Mr. Mayor, please, if you don't mind, just lay out what we have in front of us for the time being.
If you look at the column that says expenditures, to the far left is the department number. And for the heading line, it says mayor's office. The adopted 21-22 is the budget that was adopted according to what's in the general ledger. The actual is what's been spent over the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. The department request is what the department asked for by line item with a total. And then you have Mayor 2223, which is the amount that the mayor is recommending. At the end of each department, there is a total line. So you see it says 1100 mayor's office. Below that it says 1100 mayor's office, and there are your totals. And if you follow that sheet all the way down, that is all of the various departments within the city and the amounts that they requested.
So, Mr. Mayor, just kind of pulling this apart a little further, can we say, can you tell me where, on what page would Public Works be?
Sure. If you scroll down to Department 4100, which says Highway Department, that is the beginning of the Public Works budget. And that starts on page 5 and goes down to page 6. And if you are familiar with PDFs, you should be able to do a control F, type in the word highway, and it will take you directly to that in the spreadsheet.
So would Mr. Carloni, is this the line items that you were referring to? Or is there more detail that you feel we're looking for that we should have privy to?
Well, I thought Walt said he was just going to send it to us like we were looking for it.
Yes, I'm just trying to read what we have so I understand it. This is purely so I understand what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
In the past, we were given each individual department's budget. They presented us with the budget and a copy of every line item that they had, which we do have line items here. Yes, but it was, there was a lot of them that had a lot more detail into it from the department heads. If they were able to give them to us like they did in the past, that would be great.
Okay.
What we received. We did not get explanations with it. The explanations that we got took place during our meeting with the department heads, and I assume that'll be the same for you guys. But this is what we got. We have no paper.
Okay. If I may interject here again, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
I'm just wondering, because we're talking about budgeting and apportionment taxation, can we get feedback from the financial director regarding the proper distribution of this spreadsheet instead of chief of staff?
So I'll turn that to Ms. the mayor's office for response. I don't have an answer to that. Clearly the finance director is not on the call.
Yes, Agatha is on the call.
Oh, she is? Okay. I didn't see her.
At this point, we're doing an executive summary of the budget, and we'll get the information to you that Jen was asking for.
I just think that, you know, the check register would help us a lot in looking at these line items. So if we look at something we know it's definitely needed versus something that's frivolous, I mean, to me, that's goes hand in hand with what's in this report here.
Okay, Walt's going to be sending you whatever spreadsheets that we got from the department heads. We'll be sending them over to you. So it's basically going to match. It's going to match up to exactly what you have in front of you. And I think, Walt, you said it's about 25 pages. And but like I said, this is the budget that I'm presenting. And it's a lot of information. I'd love to come back and go over it with you.
I mean, listen, for the tax board, I'm recommending, or my thought is, you know, we should look at this, you know, receive the further information, you know, that we're requesting here, and then, you know, come back when we can ask the mayor back for some further explanation, and the finance director or the chief of staff, whoever will be there to take our questions. Any other open, you know, thoughts on this, Ms. Pitney? I know you wanted to ask a couple of things.
I'm sorry, but I just found errors on here, and I think that the staff and the mayor should, you know, they finalize.
Ms. Penny, I'm sorry, there's some noise here, and I couldn't quite hear it. Okay. So you're saying there's, go ahead.
They have down for a referendum that that last year I had $15,000. I had nothing in there for a referendum, but I did have money in for a primary and for an election, and they're giving me $4,600 for an election when I think that should be in the ROVAC line. Not, it should be in 440-0448 line, not in the election line. I definitely, there are errors there. That's not what I submitted.
Mrs. Pittman,
I'll send them an email. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, that's good. But outline it.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Pittman. Finish your point, and then we'll let Mr. Mayhew respond, please.
I just said that if they're going to finalize this as the budget, it's incorrect, and I'm going to have to go before the board and ask for money to put on the election and a primary. So that's my biggest problem. I just want it corrected before they finalize anything. I will send an email as he requested. But if I recall, when I got the the request to submit my budget, there was nothing in there about breaking it out into line items. They just wanted summaries, and that's what we submitted.
Mr. Mayhew, you were going to respond?
No, I said if she sees that there's an error in there, we can definitely take a look at it. Just email me what you think the problem is. This budget is not adopted tonight. This budget is available to be changed before it's adopted. It won't be adopted in four. Well, I don't know. It could be as long as 8 weeks, depending upon how long you want to take on. But it has to be adopted by the end of April.
And I mean, I think I speak for the board. We certainly don't want to adopt a budget that has errors. That's why we want the department heads to come in. That's why we need time to digest this and some further information per some of the requests from the board members. I think that's a safe thing that we're all in agreement upon.
And if I may chime in again, Mr. Chairman, with respect to the preparation of this spreadsheet, the expenditures and the department heads that were participating in submitting their budget, was the financial director involved in preparing this?
She had certain line items that were part of her responsibility to submit, and department heads submitted theirs, yes.
But not totally involved because she is the finance director.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Just wondering what role did she play in establishing these numbers because she's the financial director?
She had a responsibility for certain numbers. The other numbers came from the department heads. That's typically how it's done.
Okay.
The finance department doesn't tell us what the town clerk budget should be.
No, but just the calculation. That's what I was getting at.
I'm not sure what you mean. There's certain items in there that come from different people depending upon who's covered.
Okay.
Right. If we have a question, do we go to Agata or do we go to you if there's any, you know, in between?
You can send it to the mayor's office and we'll get you the answer. That's fine.
Okay, so we don't involve Agata.
You can email whoever you'd like, but some of the information would be for her to decide and some of it would come from departments. So if you send it to us, we'd be happy to be the clearinghouse for you and get you the answer you need.
And, you know, Jennifer, go ahead. Sorry.
If I may, I maybe to clear up a little bit of confusion that might be happening. And I hear, Jen, what you're saying about who do we ask questions to. I think it may become clearer once the department heads come in and they start presenting. And I think the materials that I would be looking for, just having been on the board previously, wouldn't necessarily be just their spreadsheets, because I do agree, just taking a cursory look at this, I just recently got out of work myself, so I didn't have a chance to go through this spreadsheet. But a cursory look, it does show all the line items. I will say there's one department in here that doesn't have all the specific line items. I think what would help us is when the department heads do come in, they have a presentation. So, you know, the chief of police, when he comes in every year, he has a presentation. He has several slides in a slide deck. He does show us his line items. And he also goes into detail for some of them, whether some are showing an increase, some are showing a decrease, and he gives us a little bit of the background behind that. I think those are the types of documents we probably are all talking about. A spreadsheet that may have a little more historical data. This gives us last year. But when they come in and they present to us, their spreadsheets usually do have historical data of a few years prior. So I don't know that we want all of these 25 spreadsheets ad nauseum. I think it's more of the presentation documents they use when they present to us. And that gives us the background of their department. It gives us the history of what they've been doing with their money, but it also gives us an idea of what's their vision for the future with their money. And it also gives us an idea of how has each line item been performing? Has it been stagnant? Has it been variable? Has it been volatile? I think that's the information. Maybe we're all talking about the same thing, but it hasn't been named, so to speak, because that's something I think would be very helpful to have. And I hear what Mr. Santos is saying, that, you know, the charter says to have that by February 1st. And I think we discussed at the last meeting, possibly getting that next year in our hands by February 1st and giving us the month of February to say, okay, I know the department or the education is coming in March. This is their presentation they're going to be showing us. I don't know if anybody else has had the opportunity. They did have a couple of finance committee, subcommittee meetings, the Board of Education, that were online. I was able to listen into one of them, and they did show parts of their presentation, their slideshow that had a lot of information in it. I think that's what we're all possibly talking about. I could be wrong. Jen, you may be looking for something entirely different, but I think
I agree with you.
I think it's that information that we're looking for. And, you know, I think if we have that in our hands, it's already passed now. The sooner we can get something like that in our hands before those department heads come in, you know, I'm sure Dr. Conway would have no problem emailing us each a copy of that or giving us a hard copy of it. Chief Narosky, I'm sure he would have no problem emailing his presentation to us. It might just be as simple as one of us each taking a department and emailing that department head and saying, hey, can you please email our members these, your presentation before you come in, so we have a chance to look at it ahead of time, formulate our questions that we might have for you when you come in, because we don't want to waste each other's time and have to sit through an hour presentation. We already talked about shortening these and streamlining them. If we do have those presentations ahead of time, it makes it easier for them. They give us that executive summary, and then we ask our questions. They don't have to go through every single slide with a fine-tooth comb. I think that might be what we're all asking for, but I'm not sure.
Yep.
But I will say the spreadsheet that we did, again, I just had a very cursory look in the last 15 minutes of this meeting, and it does have a lot of the line items for the departments. I do notice the Board of Education is missing their line items. It's really just their bigger buckets. But I do know every time Dr. Conway comes in and he presents, he does give us the line items for the entire budget. And again, he gives us history, he gives us background, there are graphs, there are pie charts, bar graphs. So I think that might be what we're looking for.
And if we had like one department per page, we could write notes on it as per what our questions are and have them more organized. Here, you try to write and put things in here, and it's not, I mean, it's a good spreadsheet for the end, but I think right now for a working spreadsheet, I don't know, I agree. If Walt sends us all the departments separately, I think that would work out great.
Mike, I want to say thank you, man, for the explanation, because it did clarify some information. But of course, having it sooner will allow us a better conscience to make decisions as a whole, instead of the information you just gave to us. And I'm learning as I go.
Right, right.
That is valuable.
And I think for us as a board, I think next year, when December hits at our December meeting, that part one of our agenda items is, you know, we need to request the budget heads, the department heads, send us their information by the end of January to meet that February 1st deadline. That way we do have the month of February to look over their packets again before they come in and present to us. And again, I understand what Mr. Mayhew is saying, and you know, they're sending also their line items to them. And I think what we have here is a version of all of those line items condensed into one document. It is by department number. It's pretty organized. Jen, I heard you dropped yours on the floor before. I think, you know, you pick them up. It's simple when you look at those department numbers and you can put it back into order. It's almost like ABC order, so to speak.
Yeah, you can, but I mean,
it's definitely overwhelming because we just got it. I think it was sent out this afternoon at some point. So I myself am overwhelmed looking at it just because I need to go through it and process again. I only took a cursory look. I'd like to sit down for a day or two and go through all those line items and kind of make sense of it all and see where we're landing. I will say, you know, Mr. Mayhew, if you might be able to answer this question, I'm assuming the second column, what we've spent so far, includes encumbrances for the remainder of the year.
My understanding is that is the actual expenditures. It is not the encumbrances. I'd have to check to make sure that that's 100% correct.
Only because I'm noticing, and I'll just go from the first line, you know, the mayor's already at 60,000 per salary. Mm-hmm. So and it's a couple thousand over what was budgeted. So I'm assuming it's probably the encumbrance for the year, but I could be wrong.
Which one are you looking at?
Let me open it back. Let me pull that screen back up. So the mayor's salary, mm-hmm. the adopted was 50,000. The actual is at 60,833. The department is requesting 65. The Correct. Mayor accepted 65. So it's at 60,000. We're saying that the mayor has already been paid 60,000 to this point.
I'd have to look. That was the number that came out of the GL when we populated it.
Yeah, that's why I'm wondering if it's the encumbrance. I'm assuming it's the encumbrance mm-hmm. as well. But I'm just saying that only because as people go through this, that'll be important to know, because if I look at that, I'm going to say to myself, okay, we're 7 months into the budget and the mayor's already at 60,000. Is he going to end up at 80,000 this year?
Correct.
So I just want people to understand as they go through this, it may be that these are including the encumbrances, and that's what's projected to be year end. Huh?
Nope. I understand the question. Great question. Thank you.
Yep.
So the adopted 21-22, that's like our beginning budget for fiscal 2022, right?
It's the number that is in the GL that's reflected as being the budget that was adopted.
Okay, because we got that LOSEP thing is in, the distressed municipalities is in the actual, but it's not in the adopted.
We're talking about revenue?
Yeah, and revenue. That's just one that stuck out because it was three zeros there and I looked over at it.
Correct.
So that was adopted in 2022 and it shouldn't be an actual because we never got it, right?
I'd have to look, Jen.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yep, go ahead.
If you're taking questions, may I?
Yes, please.
Mark Garfalo, Town Clerk. I know that it was said there were not any mistakes or errors, but that first column is not accurate in most instances as you go down the adopted number. And the second column is also actually not correct in most instances.
On the expenditures or the revenue?
Yes, on both. And in particular, I didn't really pay too much attention to the revenue except for one line item that I'll speak about in a moment. But the actual number is not the actual number expended. It might be switched, but even that is probably not accurate either because they're not. We're essentially right just over 6 months into it. Well, no, actually, the actual would be 6 months into it. So all those numbers should be half of what was adopted. Those adopted numbers are not correct, or at least in a lot of instances. So I don't know what the story is with that, nor are the actuals, because that and encumbrances aside, to Mr. Gray's point, I don't know. I just looked at my own budget, so I can't, you know, but in spot checking a bunch, including the registrars and a few others that were just, you know, in the short time since it was received this afternoon. So I just point that out. So if you're looking at like adopted versus what was spent versus the requests seem to be accurate. So I say that because in my budget, I have not asked for an increase in my budget in 8 years. In 8 years, I have not asked for an increase in my budget. And even with the implication that we could only go up 2.5%, even with the salary increases and the slight increase in the non-salary items that have not increased in 8 years, I was still within the 2.5%. In order to maintain a stable mill rate, my request for a slight increase, which results to almost less than $200 a year, was not included in there. So I find it if that's what saved the mill rate from going up, that $1,500 or whatever it is, then God bless America. But after the extraordinary efforts that this office has put in during COVID, and throughout this whole mess of financial problems and personality problems and so forth, I am not in any mood to be patient or mince words when I hear some of the stuff that I've listened to on all of these Zoom meetings over the last 2 years. So the numbers should be accurate. Section 27 of the charter is clear as to when the documentation is supposed to be included. And to the point, to the volume of work that this office has undertaken, I refer you to the income line that says town clerk receivables. The budget actually, and these numbers are not in the right columns, but 210 was the estimated amount of income. And because of whatever the issue was previously in the finance office prior to the current finance director, where our money, our income was not even tracked properly, the actual number, we're in the excess of almost at $340,000, and we still have six more months to go. So this office's income is going up even from the budget from last year, $90,000. Yet one of the smallest budgets in the city can't find a way to increase it within the 2.5%. I've been involved in this too long to be insulted or offended by anything. But I'm going to tell you, we see and hear everything. There are no secrets in this town hall, and this office is the heartbeat of the city. We do our job bipartisan with deference to respect to all the positions and people. So to have to then even speak about my budget in a budget that is far more heavy on, you know, important to talk about the priorities in education and police and so forth, it is certainly ironic. So if you detect some stress and tense in my voice, you are 100% right. But as we go forward, I'm less likely to want to bite my tongue on this, on some of these things, because of the stuff that I see and observe every day here. So, you know, having been through this whole pandemic and worked with tax boards in both parties, I am asking this board, with the most respect that I have for public service and your volunteer and my own service, to consider the types of things for the departments that actually take responsibility for what they're supposed to do and then go above and beyond. So amen. I hope that you'll consider that and pay it the respect that it's due, not for myself, but for the office that I represent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there any other open questions, comments, discussions regarding this? You know, I have a couple thoughts, but I'll keep it open for another minute or two here. So moving to the next spot for our next steps, you know, everything we've heard here tonight, Mr. Gray, what your comments I thought were well said. You know, Mr. Mayhew, I know you're going to be following up with us with some further information, some clarity to Jen's point, specific line items, and Mr. Carlone's point. You know, we'll look forward to that information hopefully as soon as you can, because we are scheduled for next week. And Mr. Garofalo, I thank you for reaching out on behalf of the board for setting up the department heads. Is there anything that you would need from me to get those folks invited and scheduled over the next few weeks?
No, sir. I, as I stated, I'm happy. You know, I just wanted to see the if there were specific things and so forth, but I think we pretty much covered it, and we'll make sure that we schedule them accordingly and to allocate based on, you know, experience, you know, an appropriate amount of time, so it's not like kind of loading up the meetings. You know, we'll try to spread out the bigger departments so that it's, you know, you can absorb that stuff.
And in the meantime, you know, if there are, you know, in corrections on this budget, you know, what is the process, you know, that we do to get those amended? So when we do go to adopt this budget, what we're voting on is correct. I mean, clearly there's some differences.
Updating, you know, this is just a proposal.
Correct.
But in terms of if you're going to rely on a working document, I think you have to make sure that you're sure that it is in fact accurate, and so that you can operate from that assumption. If it says adopted, that is in fact. So typically, what has been done in the past in some format or not, whether if this is going to be the working document, then we can. Once we get it to, if you're going to meet on Tuesday, it's probably good if we have whatever version you're going to be worth. So if anything updated from, say, this document, if we get like Friday, we can stamp it so we'll know which date it is, which version you're working from, and take the suggestion to put the page numbers on there. And then mark the changes, and then you know, then the following week, kind of update it as you go along.
Okay.
That's probably the easiest way for everybody to keep track of it, so you don't have to go, you know, check it every time after time after time. Because we receive the PDF, so it's not really that way to try to find it.
Okay. All right. Board members, anything else? We're going to try to end here at 7. And come back, and I do want to echo the mayor. Mr. Mayor said earlier, you know, would be happy to come back. I'm sure we will have questions.
Absolutely, thank you.
I just want to ask, is Agata there? Okay, I'll catch her at the next meeting.
Okay,
I just wanted
to
apologize to her for she did the right thing on that report.
Oh.
And I was looking at it crooked, so I just wanted to apologize to her.
Thanks, Jen. Noted.
Okay, well, I get it, but
thank you. Okay, so I'd like to adjourn the meeting. So we will reconvene next Tuesday, same time.
You have a motion to adjourn. Can I get some names?
Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have 7 people, so do we have to vote on it?
No. Okay, Jeff. I got it.
Note the time, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry. Jeff. 6:58, Mr. Garofalo. Thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.